Book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse number 19. Says, the way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Let's read that again. Read that with me, would you? The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Let's ask God to make this plain in our hearts today. Father, today, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the opportunity today to open it and to study its pages. Lord, here lie before us a verse that has tremendous truth and many that go with it. Lord, we pray that You would speak to our hearts, teach us what You have for us today. And Lord Jesus, make Your presence known to everyone as we are in this Your Word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please go ahead and be seated. How many read a proverb a day? Perhaps a chapter, perhaps just one proverb. How many make a practice of reading one of the chapters every day of the book of Proverbs? I have two volunteers. How many believe that it would be good that you would do that? How many believe it wouldn't be good for you to read a proverb every day? All right, now let me say that other phrase again. How many believe it would be good then to read a proverb every day? All righty. Now, since it's a good thing to do every day, and you believe that, let's start it. Okay? Let's start that. And, I read a chapter every other day out of the book of Proverbs. And I reminisce on that one. And what a tremendous blessing that is. So, really, I take 2 days to get through a proverb or one of the chapters. There's 31 chapters, and how many days are in a month? No, there's not. There's only 31 days in some of the months. Okay? How many know which month has 28 days? No, all of them do. Okay? But some months have 30, some have 31. There are 31 proverbs, so some months you might have to double up a little bit. But seriously, I would recommend to you to try to do that every month, every other month, every couple of months. It is tremendous, tremendous book. It is full of practicalities for life. I remember when I got saved, my daddy said, "What are you going to do now?" I said, "Well, I believe that God wants me to preach the gospel." And he said, "But son, you need to learn to do something, be practical." I said, "Well, Dad, I think that is probably pretty practical." And he said, "No, son, what you need to understand is if you're going to make it in life, you need to have a practical skill, not just preaching the gospel." And I said, "What do you mean, Dad?" And he says, "Well, you need to, maybe go to school and be a teacher. Perhaps you need to go to school and learn how to be a doctor or something of that nature. And then you can do this on the side, so to speak. So you needed something to support yourself with it." And quite frankly, there was times I was wondering if he wasn't right. But I believe that God wants you and I to understand that the preaching of the gospel is practical. Living the Christian life, it is practical. And it has in this book some tremendous practicalities of life. If we are going to live this life by faith, how many believe we're to live by faith? The Bible says the just shall live by faith. If we're going to live by faith, then it must be in the realm of the physical. How many notice you had a body? Hey, you got a body. Yeah, boy, do I have one this morning. The whole back side hurts. Well, the whole front side does too. But it's, it's just, we have bodies. God made us with a body. So God has given us this life to live in a body. And therefore, the practicalities are speaking in the realm of the physical as well as the spiritual. God has given us both of these. Our text here speaks of two kinds of ways that a man can travel through life. It speaks here of both the spiritual and the physical way as he walks through life. The way, he says, of the slothful man, and then he speaks of the way of the righteous man. So there's two kinds of people. And they have this life that's in the physical. It is in the spiritual. What is interesting and very enlightening is how God both contrasts and compares things throughout the book of Proverbs. we find in this verse that speaks of the slothful man and speaks of the righteous man. He is contrasting the slothful. He's contrasting the lazy. He's contrasting the fellow who maybe he starts a job but never finishes it. Maybe he's a guy that does it partway or part-time, but here's a guy that is slothful, he is lazy in his actions, and he's being compared to the righteous. Now, in another place, and we'll look at it in chapter 12, he's contrasted with what we would probably more likely consider the diligent man. But in this verse, God speaking of the way of the slothful man, He contrasts that with the way of the righteous man. My conclusion is very simple from that, and that is a lazy man is not a righteous man. How many say amen? A lazy man is not a righteous man. I believe the Scripture bears very well with that conclusion. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 19 says, "In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread." God wants you and I to be laborers. God has given us jobs to do. And for us to not fulfill those jobs, to be lazy, is then not to be a righteous individual. The slothful man, the lazy man, does not render to God the strength that God has lent to him. He does not give to God that which God has given to him. He's the soldier that will let others do the fighting. He's the fellow that sits on the sidelines while they're out there battling and seeking to win the battle. He is the farmer that won't plow. He's the farmer that won't weed his field. He's the fellow that sits home while the others are out doing the job. He's the one that wishes for to be portered by others in a bed of ease to heaven's gates. He's the fellow that wants everybody else to do the job, and he's just going to trail along or allow them to pull him along. The slothful does not render to God the strength God gave to him. He cannot be righteous because he neglects the duty that is set before him, that which God has given him. He's the guy, he may go to work, but he comes home and watches TV rather than putting the Word of God around the house and posting as God says to do. He's the guy that would rather fish for fish than fish for men. He's the fella that will labor for recreation, but not for the recreation of men's souls. How many this morning, know what is more important? It's the Word of God, amen? It's getting the Word of God in the hearts and the lives of individuals. And so the righteous man is not going to neglect the duty set before him. The way of the slothful, he says, is an hedge of thorns. We're going to look at that in just a moment. But allow me to take you in a thought for just a moment. And that is, in Proverbs chapter 12, he also lines him up against the diligent. And this is probably our expectation. He says there, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." In our text before us, he's contrasting the slothful man with the man who is righteous. In Proverbs 12, he's contrasting him with the man who is diligent, the man who is seeking to get the job done. Again, in that verse, or chapter 12, verse 27 says, "The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in honey, but the substance of a diligent man is plenteous." This man who is slothful, this man who will not work, this man who is lazy, this man who never sees a job through, this man who is one who is allowing others to do the work for him. The Bible says that his way is an hedge of thorns. It's the direction that will take us into a barrier that is made of thorns. Now, most of us, we would think, oh, to have a life of ease. Most of us would think, wouldn't it be so wonderful if I could just be really retired? I mean, where I could just do absolutely nothing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just go lie on the beach somewhere and absorb the sun rays day after day after day after day. And we look at those kinds of folks sometimes with envy. But let me describe for you something. The Bible says their way is a hedge of thorns. It may seem wonderful, but it is not a happy way. Joyful men, like the Apostle Paul, have goals in their lives. There are things they are seeking to accomplish. Paul said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." You know, there's something about seeking after a goal, seeking to accomplish something that is very, very wondrous to the soul of an individual. We live off of such things. But there are those that say, "No, I just want to set back and allow everybody else to do it." Well, the slothful man's interesting thing about him, he's on a street that has a dead end. It's a hedge of thorns. Here's the guy, he looks out his window every morning and he sees the lions in the street. The slothful man saith, "There's a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets." He's the guy, rather than seeing obstacles as stepping stones, he sees them as difficulties that he does not want in his life, and he runs from those difficulties and he finds himself up against a hedge of thorns. You know, there is something about going after something. There's something about working for something. There is something about the fellow who is striving to build whatever it might be. God has made us that kind of individual. God wants you and I to be busy. He made us and put us in the Garden of Eden, and some of us think that that was a vacation. No, God put us there for a purpose. It was to dress it. It was to take care of it. How God wanted it, I do not know. But God put us there for a purpose. Listen, there remaineth a rest yet to the people of God, but I believe the eternity is not going to be laying on a couch all summer long. And summer lasting for eternity. I believe we have great privilege in heaven to be giving praises unto our God and being able to serve Him and to give Him honor and glory throughout all of eternity. What a wonderful occupation we will have. Listen, God, I believe, wants us to understand that when you and I take the slothful way, it's going to be a painful way. It's going to be full of thorns. Now let's understand something this day. That is not the way of faith. A righteous man believes God. But the sluggard is too lazy to see or won't see the way of God through the eyes of faith. Listen, you know, there are obstacles that are in our course. But unlike this hedge of thorns, God wants you and I to overcome those obstacles. God wants you and I to work to see His blessing, to see Him work and to move. God says, "Yea, and it will come to pass." The sluggard says, "Nay," and God isn't in it. And you and I, as people of God, need to believe that God is righteous and to believe that He wants to make us righteous and to believe that God has taken us in the right direction. You see, what God is saying in verse number 19 is, "But the way of the righteous is what? Made plain." Made plain. In other words, God is saying to you and I, hey, there are problems in life. There are obstacles to overcome. There are difficulties that are there. There are all sorts of things, but God says for the righteous man that it is made plain. In other words, it is able to pass over it. It is available for you and I to gain the victory. Listen, if we have no battles, there is no victory. If there are no oceans, there's no crossing. And you and I today, we are made to cross the oceans. You and I are made to cross over and to accomplish for the Lord Jesus Christ. And though there are problems in our way, though there are things there, the righteous man, that is made plain. You say, "But preacher, you don't understand my obstacles." No, I don't, but God understand. I understand God. And I understand that He is the one who will make it plain. God contrasts here the slothful man with the righteous man. Why is that? God wants to understand laziness is not godly. And you and I have a job to do, a world to conquer for the cause of Christ. And God will take us through those things. I said the book of Proverbs is a book of contrast, but it's also a book of comparisons. For we find in the book of Proverbs, when we speak of the sluggard, that he is also speaking of the oppressed. He says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. He is in that position of oppression. The Bible says that he is like a waster. He also, this slothful in his work, is a brother to him that is a great waster. I have a pet peeve. I hate to see food wasted. It's one reason I have two dogs. If you put the food on your plate, eat it. Amen? I am probably digging really deep holes in the lives of individuals right now. I just hate it. I think I got scriptural grounds now. But so often, what do we find? That is exactly true. And the reason that many folks do not have is because they are, first of all, slothful or they are wasters. They are brothers one to another. Slothfulness is compared to the hungry. It says, "In the idle soul shall suffer hunger." Is compared to the ignorant. He says, "I was by the field of the slothful, by the vineyard of the men void of understanding." And certainly the slothful is compared to the faithless. It says, "He that he be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." God has called you and I to be laborers together. I ask you this morning, what is your way? Is it the way of the slothful or is it the way of the righteous? The way of the slothful becomes a hedge of thorns. The way of the righteous, he says, is made plain. It may seem difficult. It may seem like it's insurmountable. I am sure when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, they thought, "We are trapped. There is no way out." But God parted the sea. They walked over on dry land. There are many places in our lives that we come to and we say, "There is absolutely no deliverance." But God says that the way of the righteous is what? Made plain. And I believe that word plain there is speaking of the flat surface that you and I can walk upon. It is made for you and I to be able to go across. You and I have that privilege. When God speaks to the slothful will say, "Oh, I will do it at another time." The slothful is the man who will not open his eyes until he lifts him up in hell and beholds those afar off as did the rich man. The slothful is the one who hears the sermon. And the sermon is titled, "One Thing Thou Lackest." And he realizes in himself that he is lacking. And yet he slumbers. And yet he says it applies to me, but allows it not to change his life. The slothful is the man who even walks down the aisle, but he sleeps away his intentions only to walk again and again. The slothful is the man who God speaks to him. He says, "Oh, I'm sorry, God." And yet he does it again. And he says, "I'm sorry." And yet he does it again. And we're too lazy to step out of that mode and to allow God to make our way plain. For this one who is in the thorns, the sermons are always too long. The prayers are too boring. The Word of God is too hard. But for the righteous man, this way is plain and it's exciting. It's interesting. As you sit in a church service and you behold the eyes and the countenance of individuals, you can see who is on fire for God and you can see who's not. One is, it's so evident. I remember one Sunday morning I got up here and I said, all those who are going to sleep through the sermon, good night. There's always those. I'm sure some listened to the song about resting in the Lord and thought, yes, I'm going to rest in the Lord through the sermon. The way of the slothful, what is he saying? It's a hedge of thorns. Be not weary in well-doing, the Bible says. We ought never be weary there, amen? For when we wait upon the Lord, He will what? He will renew us, will He not? He will mount up our wings as eagles. He will do that in our lives. God wants to bless as we will be busy for Him. As we will give ourselves totally to Him. God makes the way plain. He takes us through. I tell you what. I've been to some places in my life that were just absolutely, seemingly impossible. And I've wondered, how is this going to ever take place? And yet, if we will remain diligent, if we will remain in the place of working, it is amazing what God lays flat that we might walk across. The way of the slothful is what? It's a hedge of thorns. It's not a pleasant place. It seems like it would be. And we look at those who seem to be at ease and we think, my goodness, they don't have any cares. They don't have any problems. Their lives are so blessed. Years ago, there was a young couple in our city. Some of you have heard me tell the story. He had a good job. When I say good, in other words, he was making what we would consider very adequate finances. He married a young lady who, in my opinion, was a very, very beautiful young lady. I have no idea about men, but I suppose he was very handsome. It would have been considered an ideal couple. Before they were married, he bought and paid for a house. I mean, it was clear. He had bought and paid for his vehicle. It was clear. And I thought, what a wonderful marriage. They had absolutely no problems to go through together. And in 2 years, they were separated. Problems build us. And through those problems, we get to see God make it plain. Sometimes we feel like we're right up against the abutment, but somehow God always lowers the bridge. I don't understand it, but I've seen it happen over and over. I come to Him often in life. Do you not? How am I going to make it through? How am I going to do this? But my Bible says that He makes it plain. The way of the slothful is what? A hedge of thorns. The way of the righteous is what? Made plain. You see, it's just our God job to just keep on walking. Just keep on trotting. Let God take care of the road. But if you stop, the thorns grow up. Lord, today, work in our hearts. Father, I know today message primarily through people. Primarily a message of just believing You in this area. Lord, I pray there's one here today that's lost without Christ as Savior. They might understand that Jesus saves. I pray, oh God, they might realize that their sins take them to eternal hell and they need you. They need to reach out to you, just like all of us need to. Oh God, today I pray that you work in our hearts. Father, there are so many quitting places. There are so many times that we just want that place of ease. There are so many times that it just seems too difficult. But Lord, when we quit, when we go into sloth, the thorns begin to grow. And so God, I pray that you might make us a people of faith. We might believe you through all of those things. Oh God, work in hearts. Deal with us in this area. Lord, I know there's a struggle for all of us. It's that area of our life that we're so prone to want to be in a place of ease. We're so prone to be pleasure seekers. Oh God, work in our hearts in these moments. Bless an invitation time. May you be glorified from it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd ask you to stand where you're at.